Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
What's going on, everyone?
Welcome to another edition of Fall Fantasy Radio, The Honey Sweet. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I'm here. We are winning right now. That right there was Fantasia, got to lose to win. And that song right there is so true. So, so true. Sometimes you just got to step back and prepare yourself and look at what you've accomplished and what you've, and, you know, I'm definitely feeling that song right there. Definitely feeling that song because I have done that. I had to do that, especially towards the end of last year, the end of last summer, actually, when it came to Fall Fantasy Radio. I felt just like that. You know, I thought I lost, and, you know, it picked back up. Everything got back into perspective, so I definitely understand the words to that song. Anyway, today was a very long day for me. I was so pumped up and excited. Last night was our debut welcome back show on air that after the show, I didn't go to sleep. You know when I went to sleep? Noon today. I went to sleep at noon today. I was up since 1 o'clock yesterday until noon today, and then I only got like 2 hours of sleep. So it just felt like today was just drawn out. I was so in zombie mode. Like, I could not sleep. I could not lay down and rest. I was just jittery, just up and running around and just jittery. Well, shout out to everybody that tuned in to our show. The fan was back in the building. John from Columbus, Russ in London. We had Formal Ray. We had Lady C. We had the bunch. We had the bunch in the building for Musically Inclined debut. Now we're here with the Honey Sweet debut. And I got like 3 windows open, so be patient with me. Russ is in the chat room right now. Shout out to Russ London across the pond. Welcome back for the second show. Yes, the Honey Sweet. I see Formal Ray over there. Hi, Ray. let's see. I did not send a text message out today. See, I'm just off. But anyway, today is where they do that at. You know, you on the news, you look at the news. There's so much raunchy stuff going, odd news, crazy stuff you hear. That just will catch your attention, and that's what tonight's show is all about. All about. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and invite y'all to call in 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'll definitely let you on. And you could join in the conversation with me. I'm gonna jump right on in, and I'm just gonna pick something that has really got me baffled. I don't know if anybody heard or read about this story, but I just happened to see this on my feed. 4 female prison guards in Baltimore fell pregnant to the same inmate. They were part of a major smuggling gang inside the jail system. 2 of the women tattooed the inmate's name on their body. He showered them with expensive gifts, cars and jewelry. It was like 25 people who are facing federal charges and 13 female prison guards, including 13 out of the 25, 13 of them were actually female guards. And excuse me, I couldn't wrap my mind around this. Like, you endanger yourself for what? I don't get it. I really don't get it. But anyway, it's this big conspiracy that's happened out in Boston. Baltimore. And they're, like, really trying to, it's like this big company, family. Right. It's like this big black gorilla family. I only know bits and pieces of it. They were just doing their criminal enterprise. And so now they're trying to switch up the correction protocol. They was hiding in their shoes because when they going through check-in, they didn't have to check in their shoes. But let's get back to the children. Four females are pregnant at the same damn time by this inmate. Like, okay, he dished out money on y'all, but was it really worth it? Like, this is life. Yeah, and on top of that, you're facing jail time. On top of all that, you're facing jail time, so what happens to your child after all that? Like, you're, I don't know, it's crazy. That to me was, huh? Like, really? I just, not a good look. I don't know, what y'all think? 805-830-8320. Press that one and comment. What do you think? Four female prison guards impregnated by the same inmate. What are your thoughts on it? You know, so definitely. Give me a call. Let me know about that. What else I got going on? Okay, so I'm trying to. I explained yesterday on the show that I'm trying to find a summer series for the summertime, Wednesday nights. And we got into talking about weight loss. You know, that's something that has been for the last few months or even last year that's been on my mind. I was thinking of starting a 90-day challenge, and that would be the summer series, you know, for the whole summer. Right now, I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. Like I said, I'm going to start small in intervals, and I've been doing research. I researched today. I think that's what it is. Like, I have my mind running on so many different projects right now. I'm trying to keep myself busy in doing stuff. So then I don't even realize that 90 days of dieting has flew by. No, I think that's what it is too. Like, I don't want to sit in front of the TV. I want to be out and about and active and going to the beach, going to the pool, going to the club, going to the movies, going to eat, doing, you know, just getting out and going, even if it's just to the local bar or something like that, just, you know. So that's part of my plan, and I'm thinking I'm going to start that in the beginning of June to go and do a show. I don't know what to call it, though. Still debating on what I'm going to call it. But that's the plan. That is the plan. I'm trying to sign on with my Skype. I can't get on with my Skype. This is that bullshit. Russ is in the chat room. He said Charles Ramsey is the coolest man alive. Why do you feel that way, Russ London? Why do you feel that way? What else I got going on? That's it for right now. Trayvon White. he's supposed to be this ringleader at the inmate with the four baby mamas now. He's supposed to be like the ringleader, and he was bringing in 16 G's a month behind bars. Behind bars. It's crazy. Anyway, I am going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish our conversation, because I got some more stories and such and such and such. So.
In a joy, I just gotta know. daddy. Told myself no more hitting girlfriends. That's my old bad habit.
But here you go, wearing that. Already know where I'm staring at.
I mean, from top to bottom, your body is a problem. So somebody better take care of that. And who better than the skin and let him in? When your man ain't home, you can let him in. Late night, let him in. I ain't gonna chatter till damn your bed is here.
It's gonna get you in trouble. Ooh, 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 ooh.
J. Cole with Trouble. Before that, Team Breezy with Fine China. I definitely feeling that track right there. Okay, so this is where they threw that edition of the Honey Suite. This is where I go through the headlines, find crazy shit, and we talk about it right here. So our first story was about the four women, not even four women. These are four prison guards, correction officers, who got pregnant by the same inmate. Now, they have been, they're part of a bigger scheme where 25 people involved in all levels at the correctional officer, at the prison, was doing criminal activity like selling drugs and all that. Now, 13 of the 25 are actually prison guards, the correctional officers. So, you know, and they're part of the four. And I believe they were women. 13 were women at that. So, but that's neither here nor there. So that's what we're talking about right now. Right, I see her hand is up. Got to bring her on. As always, she made it. She made it to the show. What's going on? To Baton Rouge,
I had some business.
First
I was
lady.
Barbecuing.
Lady C, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am well.
Good.
It's a good thing. I'm doing A-OK. Can y'all hear me?
Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you. Okay. All right. So I'm doing A-OK. I'm trying to get my Skype on. My Skype won't let me sign on here. They suck monkey balls. I just wanted to let them know. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, checking us out. Really do appreciate showing us the love. We got Russ in the chat room. We got Lady C on the lines. Lady C, did you hear about this story in Baltimore?
No, I didn't hear about that, but I can believe it because of some of the things I've heard, but I didn't hear about it on the news.
Well, this is, okay, it's four female guards who was impregnated by the same inmate. Now, the four women are among 25 people who are facing federal charges, including 13 female prison guards.
Wow.
This happened in Baltimore City Detention Center. They was participating in running the activities of the Black Guerrilla Family, a prison and street gang. So they were like, the street gang was holding down behind the bars and, you know, outside of the bars.
You know, they
were holding down. So 13 female correction officers, 7 inmates, and then 5 alleged co-conspirators are charged with racketeering, money laundering, and possession with the intent to distribute. The 13 guards were suspended without pay, and they're trying to get them fired and such. They had the correction officers help them smuggle cell phone, marijuana, prescription pills, cigarettes, to sell to the inmates and make thousands of dollars. Supposedly, the ringleader was bringing in about 16 G's a month.
Wow.
Behind bars. He's an inmate. He's an inmate. He was bringing in $16,000 a month. This is some straight bullshit.
Wow.
So they are, these 4 women are pregnant, right? But he was giving them shit. You know, he was buying them cars, jewelry. He was taking care of them. Like, it even got to the point where 2 of them got his name tattooed on their body. One lady got it tattooed on her neck. The other one got it tattooed on her wrist. Like, really? Like, really?
Wow.
They got diamond rings. They got cars. Wow. What you think about that?
Wow. First of all, you know he's an inmate. You gonna get his name tattooed on you?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get pregnant on purpose? I'm gonna hold it. He's gonna be mine.
Russ said, hello, Lucy. That is just way left field for me. Way left field.
Yeah. He must have been a smooth talker.
I don't know. So now the thing is, it's 4 females, and they say only 3 receive expensive gifts. Like cars and jewelry, like $500,000 worth of stuff. But anyway. So that's what's going on. Shout out to Odell. Odell is in the building. I see you, Odell. Shout out to Odell. Okay, so, Lady C, that's my first where they do that at. I'm going to give you something nice and simple. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just, I don't know what it is about this state, but this state stays in the news. I'm thinking because the governor happened to be a Bush. That's what I'm thinking. But Florida stays in the news. Everything is happening in Florida. It's always something. Always something. They just like the way they do that at state. Okay, so this is something silly. Katrina Tisdale, her name is Katrina Tisdale. She's 47 years old, and she was arrested for calling 911 to ask the police to help her get her money back from her drug dealer.
What?
No. Okay.
Really?
She called the police, asking them to get her money back from her drug dealer. Okay,
wow.
So she spent $50 on some weed and cocaine, and she made two calls that evening. She reportedly claimed that she had been the victim of theft. When the local police arrived, she explained that she wanted them to help her get her $50 back from the dealer. She had second thoughts after purchasing and realized that the money she spent left her broke until her next Social Security disability check came in.
Wow.
So she was charged with misusing the 911 system, and she had the same charge back in 2011. So, and she did receive jail time, and she had a fine, and you know, her bail was set to $100. So, I don't know. I don't know what in the hell.
She figured they're not going to pay attention. Somebody's going to pay attention.
Mm-mm-mm.
If it didn't work the first time, what makes you think it's going to work the second time?
I don't know. That's what drugs do to you. People just say no to drugs. Just say no to drugs. Because this is just crazy. Oh, man. She's 47.
She
couldn't
even say it was bad weed. It's changed her mind because she's going to be broke.
Yeah, she changed her mind. And she called them, like, I need my money back. I ain't got no money till the first or the third or whatever. So she gets
wow.
the womp womp. She gets the womp womp. Yo, y'all can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Do you have a where they do that ass story? You want to share something in the headlines you want to bring to our attention? Definitely give us a call. Press that one. Join the conversation with myself, Lady C, representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got Russ and Odell in the chat room. Odell is representing Chicago. Russ is across the pond in London, UK. So, Lady C, I know you work with people on your job. You're a cook. I know I know you have some crazy, trifling stories from your work. I know. I already know this. I already know you do. So share with me, Lady C.
We have one lady that came in for grilled chicken salad. She said
mm-hmm.
she didn't want tomatoes. Okay, that's not a problem. But as the
mm-hmm.
girl started putting cheese and stuff on it, no, nothing. She was getting hysterical. Like, well, I asked you how you want it. Oh, I just want meat and lettuce. You could have said that. Well, you want dressing? I don't like my lettuce wet. I don't like your lettuce wet. But then she said she is OCD about her food. If I was OCD about my food, I would never go out and eat.
Right.
I wouldn't want nobody touching it. But she comes there daily. She gets grits with no butter and three pieces of bacon on the side. And they cannot touch.
Oh.
One day she touched it. She was like, you put them in the same container.
Right.
And when her donuts crush, when she buy donuts, she got to put them, she want them separate. Because she don't want them to crush. She don't like smushed donuts.
I would feel some type of way. I would really feel some type of way. I don't know. That can't be me.
We do. When she comes up, it's like we know here she comes. Something is going to be said strange.
Okay.
Make sure my meat doesn't touch the gravy, but I want gravy on the rice.
Make sure that. Meat doesn't touch the gravy, but you want gravy on the rice.
Right.
Okay.
But there are people who don't want their food touching at all.
Wow.
those people, I'd be like, ooh, okay. You know, and we make hamburgers from scratch. The lady came up, well, how do you make your hamburgers from scratch? Well, do you get fresh ground meat? And I wanted to tell her, no, I go buy the oldest ground meat I can find to make your hamburgers. Don't ask me that question.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, how did you cook it? On the stove, in the stove. People come, like, if I tell you the difference, well, how does it taste? You think I'm going to say it tastes good? I don't know if you like it or not. So if they ask all these questions, well, is it good? The girl that works for me says, yeah. You know, tell her, no, it's not good, don't buy it. You don't need to say that. You can. See what they say. You know, you ask people that work at a place, is it good? Have you tried it?
No. Okay.
Yes.
So speaking of food and fast food restaurants, okay, earlier last month, 45-year-old man and his 19-year-old son placed the order at a fast food restaurant and drove off after they placed the order, they left. But then they returned complaining they didn't get all the chicken they ordered, right? The cashier said he would replace the missing chicken. Then the men said, nope, you know what? I need more chicken because we had to come back to the restaurant. That's when the 45-year-old father, I should say their father and son, the 45-year-old father showed the cashier his weapon, an AK-47.
Wow.
Right. So he's being, and you know, the worker called 911. So the father's being charged with aggravated assault, and his son with facilitation of a felony. Really?
Wow.
So you're not going to get no chicken. And then they said the jail was reported serving sloppy joes and carrots. Really? Really?
Oh.
That's how they doing it up over there in Memphis? Really? They're from Memphis.
Oh, that
fast food restaurant.
Chicken?
It's a chicken spot. It was a chicken spot. You go in there.
Chicken.
That could happen in New York City. I think the cashier would pull out a gun, too. That could happen. And, like,
okay,
they really do got bulletproof glass out here. I don't know how it is out there, but, you know, chicken spot out here, we got bulletproof glass, like, dead ass. Crazy. So, yeah, Lady C, I don't know what's going on with the chicken. And then you got your son involved. You're 45, and you get your 19-year-old son involved. That's the kicker.
Yeah, you got a record forever because of chicken.
Because of chicken.
You really wanted the chicken.
You wanted the chicken. Missing pieces of chicken. That's crazy. Tell us what y'all want. Share y'all trifling stories. Call us 805-830-8320. Press that one. And right now, I'm going to take a break, and I will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, y'all. I come to talk about this girl that had my love. See, I went away for a while, and she gave my love away. And I really shouldn't blame her. But now, that is a stranger.
Baby, something's on my mind, I gotta say it. Yeah, your loving comes in. It's a strange girl, and that's a shame.
A crying shame, baby.
Ooh, ain't getting fun.
Uh-uh.
I know another bee's been in that ton.
Man.
Ooh, baby, that loving comes in. It's a strange girl, and that's a shame.
others built on me. You the prime, I own the line, being green box when I couldn't afford a Ford. Clean socks, soon cross the floor in your grandmama house. Hand on your mouth. You yap too much about the penny ante. This mechanic's so uncanny. X-Men, X-Men, your ex-boyfriend should thank me that I took you off his hands. No, I can't bring another beach to the sand. And no, I am well aware that you can bring a man to his knees and get what you need without saying please. But can you bring a man to his feet when defeat is on repeat and they gon' put his man Grammys on the street? What? Why so quiet? Hate that all of our memories happen in a higher. You were perfect before you went on a diet. You were way zipper. You think I don't remember? I don't remember. The magazine got to your head. Now somebody you don't need, no, got you in bed. Bet you put it on E, no, you don't like red. It was the future. Our future's dead.
Oh, no.
I thought it was
dead.
Yeah.
station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
From Brooklyn, Basti Extreme.
But actually, I wrote this poem. It's an open letter to my son, but I wrote it 2 years ago before there was any indication at all that there was that this was going to happen. I fear that you will never sleep, that like these fingers long and too thin to hold rings or commitments, you will inherit your mother's insomnia, your father's restless spirit. Child, I wish I could quiet all your questions, tell you the exact number of stars in the sky. I wish I could show you where the moon goes at sunrise. I want to give you one morning worth rising for. I pray that you will close your eyes, see the world through the only thing I have fit to pass down to you, this heart of a dreamer. But I want you stronger, sooner, want you kind and brave, want you unafraid to fight for what you believe and need, want you beautiful and free, want you nothing like your mother. This girl, trembling before each new day, this girl frightened of herself, love, this girl who finds the word woman a cloak too heavy to don most days. You deserve someone who wears the moniker like banner, carries easy like sun in summer. But child, what can I tell you of peace when you are probably conceived in a cacophony of questions? Still, I think of you as possible. Can feel the breath of God light against your skin. Can hear you, softness, eyes closed, laughing, real as the beating staccato against my chest. I wish that we are not too much like shadow and brick. Voices thrown against walls, these hands are tired of building. I want you to like me, to know me, to know me now. In moments like this, your mother lays awake, watching yet another morning from the wrong side, practicing slow this breathing that will one day usher you into this world. I still fear that you will never know sleep, but I know that I need your laughter, need the gentle curve of your fingers, need your eyes locked on mine, need you here, now, for balance. I still think you deserve more than this threat of me as your mother, still attempting her own world of colored things. But child, just promise me that you will be, eventually. I need your possibility like I need a night worth sleeping for. Thank you.
From Chicago, Alvin Lau.
All right. Okay, I'm back. All right. So, this is the Honey Suite. I am LaCrush Hearts. You're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. We're back. We're about to reach the top of the hour in another 8 minutes. So, here we are talking about headline news. This is where they do that at. We will be back on air Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, for Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. And I'll also be back here next Tuesday with my special co-host, the one and only Brick Wilkes, where we'll be tackling the subject of America and the big melting pot that it is. Specifically, we'll be talking about immigration, border control, Boston, a little bit of everything. So you definitely want to tune in and don't miss that. And you know that Miss Brick will have a whole lot to say, like she always do. Sunday is Mother's Day, so I want to give a big shout-out to Lady C, Brick, Trinity. Well, not Trinity, she's not Brick. My good friend, Charisma, a happy Mother's Day, and I hope y'all have a great time. To all the single dads out there that's playing both of the roles, big shout-outs to y'all. I'm not going to say happy Mother's Day, but I'm going to say a big shout-out to y'all for holding down the fort. And that always seems to be the topic after Mother's Day, Lady C, right?
Right.
You know, you acknowledge these single fathers out here on Mother's Day, and that seems to be a whole big controversy. Like, he's not no mother, blah, 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 blah. So,
but they want the women to be acknowledged on Father's Day.
Right. So why can't it go both ways, right?
Right. You know, like, I'm the father. I'm here. He's not here.
Right. But, you know, dads get a bad end of the stick. For real, for real.
For real.
And, you know, sometimes it don't work out between the mother and the father. You know, I know there are some guys out there that are assholes. But there are many guys out there that are stepping up to the plate or want to step up to the plate, and the mother's in the wrong. And,
right.
You know, that's crazy.
You know, a couple of them. And the mom like, no, you're not going near my child.
Right. And it's all because they're being selfish. Like, you try to trip him up. You didn't think he was going to step up, or, you know, you want to be the center of attention, not the child. And that's crazy.
Well, yeah, I think you owe me this much. They want, and it's child support thing.
Right.
Child support is for the children, not for you,
right,
to
get your
nails.
Right. Really, Russ? Well, maybe we need to get you on Skype, Russ, so you can come speak to us about what's going on over in the UK. Maybe we can do that one day and get you up on airwaves. I don't know. I'm trying to use my Skype. It's telling me it's busy. You know not to use her real name. He said, Russ is in the chat room, folks. For all those that may not know what the hell I'm talking about, Russ is in the chat room. He's telling me that there are more languages spoken in London than there is New York. He said 300 languages spoken in New York, and there's 350 spoken in London, UK. He said the UK accept more immigrations than the USA, which is fact. And then he told me to tell, I'm going to say Brick that, but he used her real name. So I'm going to tell Brick that. We'll tell her, too. Okay, so, Lady C, I'm going through the news. I'm coming across different things. Now, lately, when it came to music, these songs are raunchy. Raunchy, ratchet, and everything in between. Okay? PepsiCo, their company, their spinoff Mountain Dew, cut ties off with Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Right. Because Lil Wayne made a reference to Emmett Till, who was a black teen who was visiting family in Mississippi in 1955 when he was killed for allegedly, whistling at a white woman. They said he made a crude reference. Marty Emmett Till. Sorry, and they did not want to be associated with him anymore. So they was like, it was an offensive reference to a revered civil rights icon, does not reflect the values of their brand. So they cut that out. And they pulled his ads. That's crazy. I get it. You know, you want to have the freedom. I mean, I agree. You know, I think more brands should really pick and choose. Like, I understand, like, that's hip-hop, that's rap, that was the freedom of speech. But there's just certain things you should not be allowed to say. Like, I agree with that. You know, you should have you can say it, but don't be crude about it. You know, don't be rude about it. So I agree with that. Well, his latest song. It is what it is, though. But I'm sure Lil Wayne is not hurting at least a bit by it.
Just a little bit.
So, huh?
I said maybe just a little bit, but not a lot.
So, I got to talk about this because myself, as being a web model or on the internet a lot, as LaCrush Heart, I put myself out there. I do meet guys off of the internet and such, but this is something I don't think I would ever do. a teenage boy, 14 years old, used his iPad to arrange a date with an alleged, can I put that in quotations, prostitute. And he was from Chicago. He set it up, intended to use a website for, you know, sex, you know. When the woman arrived at his home, she sprayed him with pepper spray, stole the iPad, a piggy bank, and a jar of money. Okay, she was 22. She was from Milwaukee. So she was charged with one count of armed robbery. Her bond was set at $10,000, and her next appearance is set is for May 31st. So that's not the kicker. The kicker to me is how she was found. She was found because she turned on the iPad.
Okay.
Right. She was tracked by turning on the iPad. A lot of people were not realizing that after, what, $500 you spend on these electronics, you register them, and they have tracking codes. So all the little kid or the mama had to do was call Apple,
right,
put the number in there, and boom, they got you.
So, yes.
But they not.
That's the same thing with those phones.
Huh?
The same thing with those expensive cell phones, too.
Yeah, you pay $600. First of all, he's 14 years old. Can we talk about this for a minute? You're 14 years old. Why do you got a $500, $600 tablet and not be a monitor with it? He's like, oh, well, he needed it for school. He can have a desktop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
come home, get on the desktop and do that.
Right. And you're there with them because the desktop is where? In the living room.
You're going to know.
I don't know. I think, you know, we're being irresponsible. I think as parents are being irresponsible when it comes to this technology and the kids. I really do.
They have too much accessibility.
Right. They got too much going on. Now, I understand that this is their day and age, right? This is what they're growing up to. This is their time. Okay, technology is an all-time high. But my thing is, if you're going to get your kid 13, 14, 15, this technology so they can, you know, be part of their, you know, part of their generation, then you as a parent should do your research. There are all types of software programs, just like how they can learn, you can learn too.
Right.
You know, they like, you know, there's always something, I don't know, like he could have been killed. He could have been meeting up with a dude.
Right.
He, you know what I mean? Like, that is, and then on top of that came to his house. Like, I'm just imagining when I, you know, have my own spot and somebody climbed through my window, I felt so violated. I mean, you know, that somebody trespassed to my domain. You know what I mean? Like, they came
right
through the window. And I just felt, personally, I just felt so violated in my head, everything. Like, I had panic attacks. Like, it was serious for me. So just imagine being 14 years old you know, you're home alone. Like, where's the parents at? Okay, they're at work.
Right.
And she comes in. What if she had a pimp? They beat that little boy over the head and take everything out of the house.
Right, not just the little stuff that she took.
Right, not just the little stuff that she did take. That is crazy. And it's like, you know, as a parent, how do you respond to that? Do you just beat him? Don't do
it
again.
It's all his fault. It's all her fault. She shouldn't have came. That's her job. She's a prostitute. If she can,
mm-hmm.
that's what she does for a living, you know. So
right,
how does she know?
As a parent, how do you think they respond? Like, you, let me see, you got 10 grandkids. What if your one of your baby, your grandkids, and this happened to them? How do you think their parents should respond to that?
First of all, I'm with you on that much accessibility to technology without supervision. It's to me like a no. Because that is too much power, authority, and it just, like, it gets them in trouble. Too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like the cell phone. No child under 10 should have a cell phone.
Right.
They really don't need them unless they're going somewhere and they have to keep in touch with their parents. But to have a cell phone where you can go on the internet and all this, oh, it's okay. Why is it okay? Who do they have to call? Who do they have to talk to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody says, I'm trying to figure out who is it so important that a child at that age has to have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who they got to get in touch with that?
Now,
girl.
When it comes to the cell phones, I think it's preschool, play school, one of these companies, they do make a cell phone where you have three numbers programmed in.
It's a couple of them got that, that you can only call a certain.
Right.
And they have a lockdown time. My granddaughter, when she got her first one, her mom put a time limit. She was, you know, you could talk until this time. And after that time, the phone goes off. It's locked down. She couldn't get into it. She couldn't call anybody. They couldn't call her. They could try, but they wouldn't get through.
Right.
You know, and she's like, it's coming on 8 o'clock. I got to get off the phone. Okay. All right, because it's going to shut down. She said, I was in the middle of a conversation. The phone just went down. Was it past your time? Yeah, that's what it does. And it would stay off from 8 o'clock at night to, like, 6 in the morning because she caught the bus at 6.
That's
so
cool.
That was the only thing.
I think that's being responsible, though. That's being responsible. You know, if you're going to do this and you expect your kid to be responsible, then you as a parent, you need to be responsible. I see all we right. got a caller. We got a caller from the 347. BK in the building. What's going on, lady?
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. What's going on, Brick?
How is everybody doing? I missed the show. I missed everybody.
What's going on?
I'm thinking I'm late, but better late than never.
How are you?
I'm doing good, just working like a slave. Other than that, tired. But I said, you know what? I jumped up. I said, oh, my God, the show. I got a call. Because I missed it yesterday.
We were just talking about you. I was telling them about our show next week. And Russ used your real name. I'm just telling on you, Russ. I'm a snitch.
You know what?
you know, tonight is where they do that at, okay? Russ is in the chat room. Odell is in the chat room. Russ just said, kids have too much today. Take away all their luxuries. I'm serious. Make them go without. Take it all away. No video games, no internet, no television, nothing. So,
I agree.
Oh, he said, Odell says, first time at the show. Thank you, Odell, for tuning in. Russ said, what up, Brick? Okay, so, Brick, this is the situation. The story is out of Chicago. A teenage boy, 14 years old, got on his iPad, went on the internet, and arranged a meeting with a prostitute. The prostitute came over, sprayed mace in his pepper spray in his eyes, took his piggy bank, took his iPad, took a jar full of money, and bounced. She got caught by turning on the iPad. They tracked her and they arrested her, and she's on bond for $10,000. So that's what we're talking about now. And then we got into the situation of parents being responsible when it comes to this technology. You know,
let me tell you something.
These fancy gadgets. Go ahead.
Obviously, and yes, I'm going there. Obviously, these parents must, and this must have been a white child. And I say that because if this was a black child, they would have the parents under the jail. Okay? Because anytime black parents, okay, now we get in trouble for our kids not going to school. Okay? Black parents get arrested for, you know, whatever our child or children do now, we have been held responsible for. And I think that the fact that these parents, the fact that they put a weapon, because I consider an iPad a weapon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can do amazing things with an iPad,
mm-hmm.
okay? You can stop traffic signals with an iPad. You can make traffic signals go a certain way so that you cause a traffic accident. You know, you can make a, take an iPad and screw up the JFK, you know, LaGuardia, all the flight systems. People have done lethal things with iPads. So I consider an iPad to be a weapon. Now, why you would put something lethal as an iPad in the hands of a 14-year-old, okay, fully loaded, because it had to have been fully loaded for him to be able to get on and talk to, you know, a prostitute and make arrangements and all this other stuff, you know, which means it had Wi-Fi and everything attached to it, so that they were able to make this call and set up this appointment is absolutely ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay, and the fact that these parents, just this guy had enough time to sit there and make an appointment, have the person come over when the parents were not home, where is the supervision? Okay, where is it? I think that, you know what, to tell you the truth, I think the fact that this person got $10,000 bond, that seems to be like a little bit harsh when you think about the crime that was committed, because, I mean, the boy invited the girl over. What is the responsibility? Yeah, he's 14. Yeah. She should have been like, you know what, kid, go get a hobby and left. True. Okay. But if you see something, I mean, I think that that was a little bit harsh maybe for her to get $10,000. I mean, I'm not saying don't jail her. Don't fine her. I'm not saying that, but $10,000. You know, where's the boy's responsibility in this, too? The boy should have never invited her over in the first place. At 14, you are accountable. Okay, for what you do. That's why I'm saying this whole thing has sort of a different type of spin on it to me, because this wouldn't happen if they were black. I'm sorry.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Like, that should have been child endangerment or something.
It should have been something.
If the shoe was on the other foot,
they would have put some kids out the house, whatever, if the shoe was on the other foot. Or the parents would have been locked up saying, where were you when your child was doing this? Why weren't you there? Well, where were you when the hooker came over? You know, and stuff like this. They would have been asking the parents
You know, they would have been, so I definitely agree with you on that,
But the fact that I do agree with Russ, these kids have too much, okay? We sit up here and replace parenting with objects. Okay, instead of talking to our child or playing with our babies now, babies are being shoved iPads, okay, with cartoons on them to shut them up. We don't converse with our kids anymore. We don't talk to our babies. We don't interact with them anymore. The first thing people do now is shove a baby in front of a TV set or a monitor just to get them to be quiet. You know, kids have too much nowadays. You know, the fact that I see these kids with cell phones before they need to have cell phones, you know, they're going around here getting, I mean, listen, I'm as liberal as the next person, okay, but a child having a standing arrangement to get their nails done and all sorts of other nonsense, I think that's just quite ridiculous to me. I think it is. You know, if you happen to be getting your nails painted or whatever and the lady wants to put a little pink coat on your daughter, that's cute. But to sit up here and have my daughter has a standard arrangement to get her nails done, that's ridiculous. Okay? These kids are spoiled. Okay? They have too much. Remember back in the day when you got a quarter and you couldn't wait to get to the arcade? Now there's no such thing as that. Now these kids, you give them a quarter, they look at you like something wrong with you.
True.
I remember I was happy to get quarters. Remember we used to have the little cards you fill up? You know, when you get the little quarter, you stick it in the card or whatever, whatever.
Right.
We had things to aspire to. We couldn't wait to get to the end so that we had a full roll full of quarters, a full card. These kids have nothing to aspire to nowadays. Okay, they don't want quarters, they want bills, and they don't want no dollar bill, they want 10 or better. Okay, this is coming from 5-year-olds, this is coming from 6-year-olds, you know. They know what the dollar is, they know what this is. Before, that wasn't even an issue. Now they know, mommy, this is the cheap doll, or mommy, this is the so-and-so doll, or this ain't the doll that that's on sale, or these are the cheap version of this sneaker, or these are the fake Nikes. You know, back then we was just happy to get Nikes. You know, the kids have too much. I think they have too much. They're giving too much. And, you know, I put something on my Facebook page the other day. I asked the question, does it seem like these kids are begging now? I don't know where you are, Crush. I mean, where it is where you are. But I see that they notice there are more kids on the street begging. Like, asking for money. Not even necessarily, but just asking. Miss, you got $2? Miss, you got $5. And these kids, these are kids. These are like 10, 11, 12 years old.
If we
would
have did something like that, we would have got fucked up.
You
can't stop. In between.
You don't ask.
What? Asking total strangers for money. This little girl came up to me the other day, 8 years old. Miss, can I have a dollar?
What?
A dollar? She just asked me for a dollar. I said, I don't have a sweetheart. I just looked at her. Now, my thing is, and then she went and asked the next person, can I have a dollar? She just went for one person,
wow.
And the next person asked her for a dollar. Now,
trying
this little girl's going
to
encounter
the
wrong person.
Not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, they're just going to go ahead and give it to her. So.
But you know what? She's going to ask the wrong person for a dollar one day. And they're going to say, well, what you going to do for this dollar?
Right.
Put your hand on my lap, man.
Right.
I give you a dollar.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Open up all types of cans.
All types of
all
cans
types
with worms, and she's going to meet this guy every day, maybe. Maybe he'll up it for $5 if she puts her hand in the middle of his lap. You know, you never know. This is how things like this get started.
Can't
and I'm like, why are these kids begging for money?
Right. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody. This is how I get started. You know, I think that we need to reevaluate, reassess, okay, and just repeat, do over the whole process. This iPad, we need to think before we put things like this in our children's hands. We need to think before we use this as a form of parenting, okay? Stop talking to our children, start shoving the machines, okay? Because at the end of the day, that machine is going to be you standing up there as to why your son can order a prostitute to the house with an iPad.
Right.
Where'd y'all get the iPad from? It's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous.
Tommy bought an
iPad. Like, they're not taking, I don't know, there's like no accountability in this story. Like, I'm looking for another version of the story, and it says, after the robbery, the little boy called 911. And gave the police a description of the girl's car, and they found her at the motel, and they tracked her with the iPad.
And the girl's probably black.
Yeah, she is, and she's charged with armed robbery.
Wow,
she's probably black.
Charged with armed robbery.
Armed robbery,
but it doesn't say
robbery.
Nothing. It really doesn't say nothing about, you know, the parents or anything like that. So,
okay, but armed robbery. What is she robbing with?
She pepper sprayed him.
Oh, she pepper sprayed him.
He was pantsless, and he was sat on the bed.
He was waiting on her to do something for him. She stole the money that he wanted to use.
When his parents was out, he sprayed her. Well, first of all, how much money is this little 14-year-old boy holding?
Exactly. He's calling hookover.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, you two are hookers. Like, how much are you holding?
Yeah. Hookers are not cheap.
And how did she even know he had an iPad unless he said, she probably said, how'd you call me? Oh, my iPad. Well, let me, want to see it? Sure. He's probably naive and silly.
Mm-mm. He probably had it on the bed. Or he was probably using it. She sprayed him, grabbed it, and she was out.
Well, but she grabbed the roll, the jar of nickels, too. Don't forget that.
Right, and the jar of money. So, Russ is in the chat room. Russ says, what's up, Brick? He said, you broke his heart. And he said, he's a white child. He said, Brick, the other day he saw a kid with 3 bottles of Pepsi. He is so full.
You know what, Russ? I want Pepsi withdrawal. For if you to bring that up here, it's classless.
Something I was talking about earlier too, Brooke, that you missed. I was talking about this last night. Me and Lady C, Formal Ray, we was all speaking on this.
Oh my gosh, Formal Ray, how are you?
Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern for the summertime. I'm thinking of doing a weight loss series.
Ooh.
From 9 to 11 on Wednesday night. I'm thinking of starting a 90-day challenge for myself. And, you know, just have people come in, talk about their weight loss stories and, you know, so forth and so forth. I don't have a name for it yet, but that's something I'm really thinking about doing starting in June.
Oh, wow. So every week
right
I can come in and say what I
radio. So, y'all look out for that. That sounds like something that, you know, people may be interested in. But now that we're talking on the subject of kids, I normally go to take a break, but this is something I really want to get into. Something that I learned as I was surfing for some news, I have like 3 or 4 different stories of kids, not 14, not 10, but 3, 7, 2, and 5,
ooh,
and guns.
Wow.
Right.
Three-year-old boy shot himself in the face while his grandmother was on meth.
Oh,
A 7-year-old shot in the head with the family gun in an outing. Another one, a 5-year-old got a kid rifle. This one is really something that got me because it's actually a rifle made for children that he got. He was using a rifle, and he accidentally shot his 2-year-old sister in the chest. It was a .22 caliber cricket rifle he received as a gift for hunting with his father. He said, this is in Kentucky. The rifle went off and hit the 2-year-old in the chest, and she died at the hospital an hour later.
That's just horrible.
They tried to save her. So,
horrible.
My thing is, we got all these things going on. Everybody, like, they had this big old, they had this big conference in Texas about guns. President Obama, he had tried to implement something, and the Senate shut that down quick, fast, and hurried. They shut it down. Where people had background checks when it came to guns. And I know guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people. But these are kids. These are little kids at that. That have easy. Like, I've never held a real gun in my life. I'm 32, about to be 33. The closest I've seen a gun is on the hip of a police officer. Okay? And I live in New York City, Brooklyn.
I've never held a real gun in my life. I couldn't tell you what how much it weighed. I couldn't. You would never find my fingerprints or any of this stuff. But you have these kids. I mean, I know this is their way of life, but still, like, what are y'all thoughts? I'm sure y'all seen this in the news as well. But what are y'all thoughts about these little kids having such easy access?
Easy access is terrible.
Lacey? Because you're in the country, right? We could say that you're in Louisiana, and you know that hunting and things like that goes on out there. What are your thoughts about it?
I grew up with guns in the city. My dad was a hunter. I used to hunt with him. I know how to clean a rifle. The first thing we were taught was gun safety. A gun is never empty, and that's one of the biggest problems. They're not teaching safety to the children who's going to be around. My children, they knew we had a rifle because my dad gave me one. They knew not to touch it unless there was something going on. It's not a game. It's not a toy. You don't play with it. I didn't teach them to use it until they were, like, in their teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't touch it. And it's the biggest thing is that you got to teach gun control, gun safety, and everything, you know, all that. Everybody can have a gun. Everybody can have one, but everybody don't have the right mind to use it correctly. Now, the child was given a gun for hunting, but he wasn't taught the properness of having the gun. There's responsibility with that. Because a gun should never be considered empty. Because you never know if there's a bullet stuck in the chamber or not. And this is where a lot of people end up dead, hurt, because, it was empty. Don't ever point a gun. You don't play pointing a gun. And that's where most of the problems come in, you know. And I think it should be more, they're talking about gun control. Teach gun safety if you're going to have it. And, yeah, they should have restrictions even for little kids who go hunting. I had a license at the age of 14 to go hunting with my daddy and stuff, you know. But I was part of the NRA. I knew gun safety. My dad didn't. All of us knew about that.
Mm.
And that's what needs to be done.
Mm.
It's a serious thing. Everybody think, it's nice, it's good. No. And anybody can get a gun, no matter how they put the rules on there. If I got the money, I can go get a gun. Don't have to look at no books. They'll never know who I am. You know? So that's one of the things. That I thought if we had this rule, guns would be under control. No. You'll just know where the good people are with their guns. The bad people still going to buy them off the street, off the back of a truck, go to a gun show with a fake ID. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing.
What are your thoughts, Rick?
I think that, you know what, the fact that so much emphasis is put on with these kids, you know, first of all, these crimes took place in the inner city, you know, that's just tragic, and that's just basically no excuse. You know, I mean, the fact that they happened in the city as opposed to the country, you know, either way, you know, it's a tragedy because now you have kids whose life has just been cut short because of nonsense. Of owning a gun, okay? And when you think about it, you know, unless you live somewhere like, okay, and let's just say I know someone who lives in where was it? Over there in Pennsylvania that, you know, there's bears around. Okay, you need to keep something like that in the house because you never know what a bear will come up on your doorstep or something like that. Then, okay, fine. But you know what? The emphasis is not put on the fact that there's a gun in the house. There's a gun in the house. There's a gun in the house. You know, kids that are brought up, that were raised up under guns knew that, okay, there's a gun in the house, and it's not for playing, you know.
Right.
But now when you have so much sensationalism on TV, you know, you got people running and lifting up their arm and shooting up under their arm and shooting, doing all these major stunts running. You got people intrigued about, wow, that look was cool when, you know, let's just say, I don't know, when The Rock ran across the lawn and with the gun he leaped up and bam, 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 and shot the guy. And there's so much emphasis on, technique. and I need a gun to be able to be cool. I need a gun to be able to do this or that. You know, we're exposing, like I said, back to our children. We're exposing them to the wrong type of things on TV, okay? The wrong type of media, the wrong type of emphasis is being put on guns. Guns are being glorified. And I'm sorry, when my child was little and we lived in, let's just say, a one-bedroom apartment or whatever, there was a lot of stuff I would have rather been watching on TV, okay, that I could have easily exposed my child to. But I watched a lot of Blue's Clues, Sesame Street, all sorts of other Wheels on the Bus, Nickelodeon. This is all my TV went on because there was only one TV, and I had to couldn't watch the things that I wanted to watch only because I can't expose my child to certain things. But, you know, I've actually been in people's homes where they've had something like Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the TV with little kids on the floor in the living room, and they've had, like, a Scarface, matter of fact. To be totally honest, Scarface has been on TV, you know, and they got the kids just sitting there just exposed to this violence, and the baby's just sitting there with a pacifier sticking out his mouth looking at the TV. I said, turn the TV off. Why y'all got this on and y'all got these kids in here? They don't need to see that. That's where it begins. That toddler standing there with the pacifier in their mouth, looking at this guy take a gun and blow a hole in somebody. Then you got curiosity. Okay? Then you got a baby that happens to wander away, wander and look and find a gun, and remembers what they seen on TV, pick it up and aim it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And then try to fire it, and when nothing comes out, what do? They look down the hole to see why ain't nothing coming
that's
out.
What they're saying
that's where the tragedy begins.
With this kid, he had the .22 caliber. It's called a Cricket rifle. And if you go to the manufacturer's website, it's actually called, it's marketed as My First Rifle. And they have like a feature section on the website called Kids Corner, which displays several pictures of children holding and aiming the rifles, and they actually come in different colors and patterns. So this is, you know, I totally agree with you, Brick, on, you know, as far as being exposed. And another thing that people are not realizing what the, you know, watching all this violence on TV and not even watching the violence on TV, but not monitoring what your kid watches.
Right.
What it's doing is it's making them immune to it as well. Like, you know, like they already know what a dead body look like. You know, like if you see one in person, oh, that's nothing. You know, you walking down the street and somebody's getting hit, oh, that's nothing. You know, then you have like the internet, which nothing is monitored. If you're not, you know, if you're not a responsible parent and monitor what your children, they got access to World Star, Hip Hop, you know, all these sites that, you know, Daily Motion. Like, I done seen a man jump off a building and crack his whole skull open in half, split it in half. I couldn't even watch that. Little kid laughing at it. What? How are you laughing at that? You know, they had to put this man out of his misery. Like, his whole skull was cracked in half.
I remember
open.
You had that thing up there, and I was like, I'm not looking at that. I remember.
You know, but then you do have people like me on Facebook, you know, what if your son or your grandson walked by and seen you staring at that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not being, and then you have, like, you know, I know if you on my Facebook page, I have my neighbor kids. They come over sometimes, and I be in the middle of a Facebook group, and all you see is ass and titties. You know, and I got to quick, fast close my laptop because I can't expose those kids to that.
Sadly, I've had
they
to block a lot of people from my page.
They're not my kids. They're not my kids, but I do feel like as being an adult, and a responsible adult around these kids, I'm not going to expose them to that kind of stuff. That would not be responsible for me. That's not going to be on my conscience, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like some people let their children watch these so-called reality shows. Girl I work with, her 10-year-old daughter was watching, what's the basketball or something. I'm like, why is she watch Bad Girls Club? Why is she watch that? Oh, it's not.
Oh,
have you ever watched it?
I watched
she's
it.
Not old enough to watch that.
I watched the what's her name? Tia Tequila Taquana. When she was on there and they peed in her they put hot sauce in her drink. And I was watching that. After that season, I ain't watch no more. They was peeing. They was digging in their ass. And I'm like, this is on cable. Like, this ain't
why
no,
is it seem
you know,
like...
This is right here on TV, regular channel.
I mean, doesn't it seem like rude is in nowadays?
Yeah,
it just be rude and disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is teaching our girls to be what? Rude and disrespectful.
Rude. All right, it's okay.
Don't let her watch that. Topic all itself. Dang, we already at 10:30. I didn't even take no break. I just wanted to touch on this topic. But I think we should have this as a full topic later on down the line. You are tuned into the Honey Suite. I am Miss La Crush Hearts. This is Full Fantasy Radio. Join us. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1. We'll definitely let you on. You can join the conversation. Speak your mind. Excuse me. So right now I'm going to take a quick break. It's just a couple of songs, and I'll be right back because I have a dilemma. There's a song by Alicia Keys featuring Maxwell called Fire We Make. I know everybody has heard this song. If not, I'll play it. However, somebody remixed it, Raheem Devon. He remixed it, and I like his version better.
I like his version better.
So I'll play the Raheem Devon, yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Right, but I like his version of the song. So I'm going to play the song twice, pretty much. You'll hear the Alicia Keys version, and then I'll play the Raheem Devon version. And y'all tell me which one y'all like.
All right.
So right now, you are tuned into the Honey Suite once again. And here we go. I'll be right back.
Hey. Too young for garment sexy? Too mature for pretty boy swag? Then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Touch yourself. Place called Love Land. When you do that for me, there, that's the fire we make. When you say my name, Raheem, that's the fire we make. Like a moth to a flame, the fire we make. Remix. Listen.
Hey baby, how you doing tonight? I wanna let you know. I wanna tell you just how I feel. I wanna love you, baby, and it's going so right. I wanna burn a candle, turn this darkness to light. From the fire we made, it's getting hotter and hotter, like a moth to a
Crush Hearts back last 12 minutes on the clock. Lady C, Brick, you heard both of the songs. Alicia Keys featuring Maxwell, the original Fire We Make, the remix made by Raheem Devon. What is your vote?
Well, my vote is definitely Raheem Devon.
Mm-hmm.
And I say why, because I like them both. I like them both. But Raheem Devon wins out because I think his is more sensual.
Mm-hmm.
His falsetto is like, I know Maxwell's falsetto is good, but it just seems like there was more feeling in Raheem Devon. Like, I'll say it like this. Raheem Devon's song is more for a singular, you know, appointment, and the duet is more for, you know, when you have a partner. So I would enjoy Raheem Devon if I was by myself. I would enjoy that song. But if I had a partner, I would enjoy the Alicia Keys song.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Lady C?
I like the second version. I just like the way it just seemed more mellow to me.
Mm-hmm,
first one was good, but I don't know. The second one just seemed like more, I don't know, just mellow.
Now, I seen the video for with Alicia Keys and Maxwell. The video is nice. I like the video. But Alicia Keys' voice sounds horrible. The song itself is nice. Well, her falsetto, whatever, it's horrible. Like, Maxwell could have did that by himself.
Well, she's not, I don't know why Alicia Keys tries to sing in soprano. I mean, she's not.
Right.
Clearly, she's like a alto, basically.
Mm-hmm.
She's not that high up.
Right.
And you can tell by her
high up, and it just doesn't, her voice, she just don't have a voice for that.
It sounds almost like she's
just
whispering.
She sounds like a dude. Just, I don't know. Like, it just.
To me, it sounds
like
she's kind of
like a dude,
to make
but
it.
Like you said, her voice is too deep.
It's too deep
for that. You know, she doesn't have that. You know, she's good at the piano, but I've just
that's
not digging her voice.
That's not her range
on this song, and I feel like she's doing no justice to the song. That's why I appreciate Raheem Devon's version, because like you said, it is more sensual, but his voice on top of that, like, you don't hear the clear distinction like you do with Alicia Keys' voice when she went from one note high up back down. He didn't go that far down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't help it.
And also,
so
I didn't really think
it
was really duet material. I don't think that song could have really been a duet. I like it better as a singular interpretation than
right.
Two people singing it. It just sounds better with
well,
one person.
Well, it could be two people singing it, but it just has to be the right voice for it.
I guess. So I didn't really care. I mean, it's like, you know, usually when somebody takes a duet and makes it singular, you notice, like, it sounds like somebody else should come in on this part. But
right.
I didn't notice that with Raheem Devon's version.
Good, right.
It all just flowed, and I love
mm-hmm.
his falsetto. Oh, my goodness. He is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem, if you
yes.
listen.
Ooh, love me some Raheem Devon.
Mm-hmm.
With a little nerdy self. Look like a nerd.
Yeah, he does, but oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that single track, that's my. She's single.
He's like
that's
my D'Angelo killer. He's like
right.
the D'Angelo killer right there.
Right. D'Angelo had it with that that untitled track, How Does It Feel?
Yeah,
with
but he's
just
smoking cigarettes. Look at his voice now. His voice is
chopped. I haven't heard him. Oh, I haven't
since
heard
then,
him.
He tried. Remember, he made a comeback on one of those shows. You don't watch his video news. You said you don't watch award shows.
I don't watch.
He tried to come back on one of those shows, BET or something, and it was horrible.
Mm.
He smoked some cigarettes.
Oh,
crap.
Geez. Well, you know what? This is our first week back. I got the month of May and June. I got Brick coming in as a guest co-host tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I mean next week, Tuesday, we'll be talking about the state of America.
Yes, we're talking about America. Russ O'Doyle wants to listen in on this one, Russ.
Russ, Russ made some comments about that too. He said about the UK and stuff like that. I don't have it in front of me, but he did make some comments about that.
Yeah, see, he needs to, because Russ doesn't believe we're so free over here. I don't believe we are either, Russ, for that matter.
So,
not in denial, huh?
Follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/phonefanradio. Also, I'm on Facebook.com/WRPF radio. Phonefanradio.com is the website. I'll be back Monday again. I just want to remind y'all, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, the Monday. Monday is old school. I think I'm doing old school. No. Monday is bedroom boom. So, you know, get all them freaky stories.
Wait a minute.
Together.
You don't come on Wednesdays no more? Wednesday.
I'm going to come back on Wednesdays with my 90-day challenge.
Oh, yeah. So was that like the Biggest Loser for the radio?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to be crying every day on here?
No.
I could have had ice cream.
I don't know my weight.
I didn't lose anything this week.
Exactly. We get voted
off. I don't care about my weight. I don't do those things. But
so
I think
me
I'm
and
Crush like
can form an alliance
show.
Against Lady C. But like, me and LaCrush got an alliance to get rid of Lady C this week. Could be hilarious.
I'm trying to find some people. Like, I know I'm a member of a few groups on Facebook that, you know, that's helping people lose weight and, you know, different products out there and, you know, things like that. So I thought this would be the time to do that. No?
Invite them on the show to talk about their product?
Right. You have people come up, talk about their product, you know, have people call in and talk about their weight loss or weight gain or, you know, weight stories, just
oh,
cover different topics, share recipes.
Can we have somebody
you know, barbecue, share tips. It's just going to be like,
I want somebody to come up there and talk about the dangers of eating meat. I want somebody to talk me out of eating meat. Can we get somebody like that?
Okay, well, let's see.
We need a meat hater. If you're listening, if you know about all the dangers of eating meat, and you want to start, you want to transform someone into a vegetarian, please call in that day.
Okay.
I want somebody to encourage me to stop eating meat. I know I shouldn't eat it, but I want to stop by just yet.
So that's basically what we're doing. More information will be coming up. I'm working on that. So that's going to be Wednesdays starting in June. My 90-day challenge.
You
want to do the 90-day challenge with me, Brick?
I'm going to take the challenge.
All right. Well, it's not really. I haven't picked any type of actual program. It's just me personally trying to cut back on the bad habits, my bad eating habits that I do have.
Exactly.
Right now. So that's basically what I'll be doing this summer. You know, it's summertime. We got barbecues. We got, you know, fast food queen. Nobody want to cook and eat type thing. So nobody wants to turn the oven on. You know, so like this is going to be a real challenge. When it's 90-degree weather, you're starving, and you can't go and order pizza, what
fruit.
Do you do?
Fruit.
What?
I love fruit.
So there's this thing also I want to try, like this, like I want to get into talk about juicing. That's like the new fad now.
Oh, yeah.
I got a few recipes for flavored water that I want to try. So, you know, I think it's going to be fun.
I think it'll be interesting.
I'll keep y'all posted. I'm going to do my official weigh-in the first week of June. I'll do a weigh-in.
Why don't we gotta do that?
Huh?
We gotta publicize our weight?
You don't have to publicize your weight. I'm just saying for myself.
Good.
I will. Whew. You don't have to do that. That's just for me.
Okay,
personally.
I can't do that.
Right, that's just for me personally. I'll even probably create a blog and keep y'all up to date with Instagram photos of my plates and stuff like that, so... Might
okay.
That on my website.
And don't be downloading no pictures and putting up there as your plate either. I want proof that that's actually on your plate what you eat.
Okay. I'll
so slice carrots up. Like, you ain't slicing no carrots in the hood. Show me sliced carrots and all this other shit.
But, yeah, you know, trying to find different snacks.
like I already said, I have plans to put an envelope taped to the door of my mailbox with singles in it. So when the ice cream truck came, I can get the ice cream cone because I live on the third floor. Who's going to be running upstairs and running back downstairs? Not me.
So, I'm just going to work in the mailbox.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm going. And folks, it's going to be an interesting journey. Interesting
wow.
journey this summer. It really is. It really is. And I got me a little bathing suit. So, you know, you're going to have some new pictures of me in a bathing suit. My first bathing suit that I bought in 10 years.
Good luck. I still ain't bought one.
The end of last summer, I went to Lane Bryant, and it was $80, and I ended up paying
$20
for it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right, it was $80.
You told me to go, and I didn't go.
$20 for it.
I didn't even go. Yeah, you did tell me that. Yeah, they got all the bathing suits on sale, the nice ones that they have for like $100.
It was a tankini. Is that what they call them? A tankini with a tank top and a brief?
Yeah.
It's a tankini, and it's black.
And a little skirt.
Huh?
And a little skirt with it?
No, it's
it come
a
with a
brief.
Little skirt, right?
No, it's briefs. It looked like a girdle.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about now.
It looked like it's panties, and it's a tank top. And it's like a cami.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice and snug. It makes my titties look pretty. And sitting up and stuff. Don't front. I know y'all be wearing like, oh, my titties look nice.
Yeah. Ooh, my titties look nice.
Y'all know my titties look nice. Y'all know when y'all find that bra. Y'all know what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, you be like, ooh,
when y'all
la
find
la.
That bra and that low cut top y'all always like to wear. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The cleavage looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Playtex. I found me a Playtex bra, 52 triple D. And
where'd you go back in time for it? They still make Playtex?
No, I got it from the discount store.
See, the only way I can get Playtex is Playtex.com. I didn't know they were still out there selling bras. Get out of here.
It was at Bargain Hunters.
Bargain Hunters?
Yeah.
Damn, girl, this must be a magical Bargain Hunters. Seriously.
Bargain Hunters right there on Fulton and Bedford. And they had it in there
what?
For like $6.99.
They got more?
And they had just my size underwear in there, too.
They got more?
Wow.
I don't know if they have more, but they had a mini. I don't know if they have more. I'm going to check, though. But, yeah, I got me a 52 triple D.
You go ahead, girl.
I know, that's right.
Good looking at that.
You don't make my titty look skinny. They make my titty look skinny. Anyway, folks, this is Phone Fantasy Radio. We only got a minute. Y'all got any last shout-outs y'all want to do?
I just want to give a shout-out to Mr. Black Reporter, wherever you are in the universe, brother. I've been thinking about you lately, and I hope that you're okay.
I know,
he's
right?
Doing good. He's doing
he's
good.
Doing
I talked
good.
To him about a week ago. He's doing
good.
Good,
good. Tell him that's I said good. Hello whenever you speak to him. You know, drop
I'm a
face. I'm trying
out what
him.
I did with his number.
Well,
he
I guess it is in
number?
The universe.
He said he don't want to give out his number?
No, I said I had to find out what I did.
Find
I
out
have it in my phone.
Oh, right, because I tried to call that old number, too, a couple of times.
Oh, he got a new
like,
phone.
God, got it on.
And you'll never guess how I caught up with him on the chat line.
Oh, my God, 15 seconds.
You want to hurry up, hurry up, 15 seconds.
I want to give a shout-out to Odell.
Oh,
Russ,
Lord.
Lady C, Brick, Formal Ray.
Formal Ray?
Everybody
hello.
Came and checked out the show today. Lady C, any last words?
Enjoyed myself again, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Missed you when you were gone.
I know.
Yeah,
I probably
missed the crush since you were gone.
I know.
Yes, I did. I missed
but
Lady
back.
C, too. And Lucia.
I'm
sugar.
Back. I'm ready. All right. Remember, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Hit me up on all the sites. And I'll see y'all next Monday.
See ya.
Peace out, damn it. I'm out.
Peace out.
I'm out.
Bye. Bye.